This is an excerpt from A Thought Upon the Past, Present, and Future State of North America by Nathaniel Ames for his Almanac for 1758. Ames said, America is a subject which daily becomes more and more interesting. I shall therefore fill these pages with a word upon its past, present, and future state. First, of its past state. Time has cast a shade upon this scene. The ignorant natives, for want of letters, have forgot their stock, and know not whence they came or how, or when they arrived here, or what has happened since. Who can tell what wonderful changes have happened by the mighty operations of nature? But to leave the natural and come to the political state, we know how the French have erected a line of forts from Ohio to Nova Scotia, including all the inestimable country to the west of us, into their exorbitant claim. This, with infinite justice, the English resented, and in this cause our blood has been spilled. Which brings to our consideration, secondly, the present state of North America. A writer upon this present state says, quote, the parts of North America which may be claimed by Great Britain or France are of as much worth as either kingdom. That fertile country to the west of the Appalachian Mountains, a string of 800 or 900 miles in length between Canada and the Mississippi, is of larger extent than all France, Germany, and Poland, and all well provided with rivers, a very fine, wholesome air, a rich soil capable of producing food and physic, that is medicine, and all things necessary for the conveniency and delight of life. In fine, that is finally, the garden of the world. End quote. Time was, we might have been possessed of it. At this time, two mighty kings contend for this inestimable prize. Their respective claims are to be measured by the length of their swords. The poet says, the gods and opportunity ride post, that you must take her by the forelock, being bald behind. Have we not too fondly depended on our numbers? Sir Francis Bacon says, the wolf cares not how many the sheep be, but numbers well-spirited, with the blessing of heaven, will do wonders when by military skill and discipline the commanders can actuate, as by one soul, the most numerous bodies of armed people. Our numbers will not avail till the colonies are united, for whilst divided, the strength of the inhabitants is broken like the petty kingdoms in Africa. If we do not join heart and hand in common cause against our exulting foes, but fall to disputing among ourselves, it may really happen, as the governor of Pennsylvania told his assembly, we shall have no privilege to dispute about, nor country to dispute in. Thirdly, of the future state of North America. Here we find a vast stock of proper materials for the art and ingenuity of man to work upon, treasures of immense worth, concealed from the poor, ignorant aboriginal natives. The curious have observed that the progress of humane literature, like the sun, is from the east to the west. Thus, it has traveled through Asia and Europe and is now arrived at the eastern shore of America. As the celestial light of the gospel was directed here by the finger of God, it will doubtless finally drive the long, long night of heathenish darkness from America. So arts and sciences will change the face of nature in their tour from hence over the Appalachian Mountains to the Western Ocean. And as they march through the vast desert, the residence of wild beasts will be broken up and the obscene howl cease forever. Instead of which, the stones and trees will dance together at the music of Orpheus. The rocks will disclose their hidden gems, and the inestimable treasures of gold and silver be broken up. Huge mountains of iron ore are already discovered, and vast stores are reserved for future generations. This metal, more useful than gold and silver, will employ millions of hands, not only to form the martial sword and the peaceful share, that is plowshare, alternately, but an infinity of utensils improved in the exercise of art and handicraft amongst men. Nature, through all her works, has stamped authority on this law, namely, that all fit matter shall be improved to its best purposes. Shall not, then, those vast quarries that teem with mechanic stone, those for structure be piled into great cities, and those for sculpture into statues to perpetuate the honor of renowned heroes, even those who shall now save their country? Oh, ye unborn inhabitants of America, should this page escape its destined conflagration at year's end, and these alphabetical letters remain legible, when your eyes behold the sun after he has rolled the seasons round for two or three centuries more, you will know that in Anno Domini 1758, we dreamed of your times. So that was an inspirational message from Nathaniel Ames for his Almanac of 1758.